Hello, welcome back to A Day's Journey podcast. I am Yoshi Walker, your host. Welcome back to another week. Again, I am excited for what God is going to speak and what he's going to say through today's episode. We're on episode number 19. I will speak about transformative life experiences, turning pain into purpose. So please be sure to download, share, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts and other platforms so that these messages can reach more people. And if you have any more questions, please send them to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com. Have you purchased your Heal Out Loud Grief Journal? Well, this journal can be the perfect gift and the perfect guide for it to navigate you through your emotions. Your journal will help you speak your truth without judgment, entangle confusing thoughts, honor your loved one, and explore your continuing journey in the life after loss. So, the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal is here for you. It has a mood tracking feature that allows you to document your emotions and your energy levels in the moment, help you gain valuable insights into your healing process. So this 160-page grief journal is filled with writing prompts, inspiring quotes, comforting prayers, and uplifting scriptures to provide a solace and encouragement along the way of your journey. So if you haven't purchased, go to Amazon.com, search Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, and after you purchase, please leave a review on Amazon and share your thoughts on how the journal is beneficial to your healing. Let's heal day by day with the daily prompts, scriptures, and prayers, and let's embrace the power of healing out loud. Remember that God is greater than grief and it equals healing. So let's get into the episode. I'm going to speak on the transformative life experiences by turning that pain into purpose while we're on our healing journey. And so with that, transformative life experiences can lead to healing and purpose, whether we're navigating through it or entering into it and just trying to figure it out. But it has a relevance to your grief, your brokenness and trauma. And so I'm going to speak into different ways and how we can turn that pain into purpose through the transformative life experiences that we experience in life. And so here are a few ways of how we can allow healing and purpose in the midst of our grief and brokenness and trauma to help us through and to navigate through. And so the first thing I want to speak on is that what helped me was the resilience and growth through the adversity and the things that I went through. So with those transformative life experiences, they often is significant to adversity such as grief, brokenness, or trauma. But these challenges can test your resilience and your capacity to overcome difficulties. But by facing and navigating those things, you can develop inner strength and growth. You can learn to adapt and find solutions, and you can even discover newfound resilience. So with this resilience, you can become the foundation for the purpose as you are realizing that it may have strength or help you to have the strength to overcome the challenges that you are enduring or the challenges that you have overcome. So not only can it help yourself, it can help others. You can help others when they are faced with similar difficulties when you're going through and when you've overcome those things. And then the second thing that can take place is empathy and compassion for others. I know that for me, I begin, seeing people where they were instead of who they were or who I've known them to be. But going through those transformative life experiences, it can deepen your empathy and compassion for others who may be suffering or going through similar trials or situations or experiences. So having the firsthand knowledge of the pain and the brokenness, you and I can inspire others to help those that's in need or that is broken or maybe going through their situations. So, you know, or, you know, we could just choose to support each other or others as we're going through those similar experiences by offering comfort and understanding, knowing the emotions and the feelings that we go through as we're going through those situations or those experiences. And so the third thing is, you know, sometimes we can find meaning and we can learn to redefine our priorities. So when I begin to think about the things or the situations, my life experiences that transformed me, that was very painful or difficult to navigate through, I began to find a meaning in it and redefine my priorities in those situations or in my life. And so with those transformative life experiences, sometimes it can force us to reevaluate our priorities and the meaning that they have in our lives. But also it may have us to question what truly matters to us. So in this introspection, we can lead to realigning our values and our life goals. And it may lead us to discover a new sense of purpose in pursuing what aligns with those revised priorities. So with that, you can find meaning in life even after experiencing that brokenness, that grief, that trauma, or whatever the situation that may have transformed your life or you have been through that pain. Those things can be a powerful source of healing and motivation for you to move forward with your purpose. And so I'm going to touch on this point later, so I'm not going to mention that. But in essence, transformative life experiences, no matter how challenging it or personal it can be, it can become, you know, something that we can categorize as, you know, personal growth, or we can have those compassion for others and it can redefine that purpose. But we have to have the potential to transform that pain and suffering into healing and make it more meaningful and more purposeful in our lives. And so I'm going to give some biblical perspectives on the trials and the transformation that we can experience when we're going through those transformative moments in our lives. So the first way is that trials are opportunity for growth. So the Bible teaches us that trials and tribulations can be seen as opportunities for spiritual growth and character development. So instead of viewing them as solely as hardships, we can recognize that challenges can refine our faith and our resilience. Because in James 1:2-4, it says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its works so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So when we're going through those trials and those situations on those traumas and things, you know, some of it may not be warranted or feel good at the time. But if we find those moments where we can look at it as opportunities to grow, or what are we supposed to get from it, or how do I supposed to navigate through it, the Bible teaches us that those trials and tribulations can be seen for opportunities for spiritual growth and character development, because we need to have our faith refined and fine-tuned through our lives. Because if we continue to just live and go on and not recognize or realize that we need God in our lives, or we, our faith grow in the way that it needs to, and we, you know, become stagnant in our faith by just, you know, believing small instead of believing bigger, or having that small faith instead of exponential faith, you know, those are moments where, you know, God can be choose to grow us, or, you know, be a part of our lives in order for us to be able to navigate through that. And then the second way is perseverance and faith. How these are some perspectives, a biblical perspective, perseverance and faith, because we all know that the Bible encourages us believers to persevere through trials while maintaining the faith in God's plan. So if when we're going through and we can maintain that faith in God's plan, trust that God can bring out good out of any difficult circumstance and can help each person navigate their trials with hope and courage, because with him and through him, we can persevere, we can have faith, we can have that foundation that we know that no matter what we have gone through, that we can go through it with the help of God and with God healing us from the inside out. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things God works together for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So we know that all things are going to work out for our good, no matter what the circumstance is. It may not feel good when we're in it. It may not, you know, give us the best of emotions at that time, but all things work for good for those who love him. And so the next thing is the transformation of the renewing of our mind. So when we go through trials and tribulations and we are, you know, in that transformative state of going through things and situation, the process of the transformation involves renewing our mind according to God's word. So by meditating on it and applying his word, we can change our thought patterns and behavior and ultimately become more aligned with the purpose that God has for our lives. I never forget when going through situations in my marriage or just finding who I am and who my purpose was, I began to ask God to transform my mind, allow it to be, you know, on a different level, to give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that I can understand what I'm going through and so that my mind can be renewed and not stayed on the same mindset. And when he began to shift that, I began to have a different outlook on life and seeing how things can be handled in the sense of I am made in God's image. And is there anything too hard for God? And so he began to renew my mind. And so with that, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And so when we begin to have our minds transformed by the renewing of his spirit, God will absolutely do it. We don't have to have the same mindset of the world. We don't have to have the same response as the world. We can respond in a way and get better results if we consider things that we go through a way to allow us to renew our minds, to become better, to transform us into the purposeful things that God has for us, that he's awaiting for us to do in our lives. And so by meditating and applying God's word, we can change our mindsets and our behaviors and becoming more aligned with God's purpose in our lives. And because if we continue to study and focus on his word, 2 Corinthians 3:19 says, and we all who have unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory and being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from God, who is the Spirit. So we can continue to have his glory upon us, and we could continue to know that no matter what, it comes from him, because he is the Spirit that lives within us. And so with these scriptures and the applying of God's word and these principles, this can lead to transformation and growth when we are faced with adversity and when we need to persevere or need that faith, or we have to align ourselves with God's purpose for our lives. So I want to go on and discuss a few principles that helped me during my growth to transformation. And in James, I want you to read James 1:2-4, but I want you to read it in its entirety. But it mentions, by counting it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials. And so when we go through situations and trials and tribulations, it says count it all joy. No, we don't have joy in the moment. No, we don't have joy at that time, But know that we can count it our joy when we meet those trials, because it's different things that we experience and go through that God is perfecting a thing within us. And again, according to Romans 8 and 28, it states that we know that all things work together for good for those that love God. And so when we know that all things, that it works for the good for us, that it doesn't say some things, it says all things. So no matter what we experience, no matter what we go through, all things work together for good. And so, and also I want to encourage you to read 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. And it says, for our light and momentarily troubles are achieving for us an internal glory. And so with that, when we are going through our troubles, we are achieving an internal glory in Him and in for eternity. And so we have that eternal glory by having that peace and those other qualities that God desires to for us to have. So it's nothing that's too hard for Him. And so with that, I'm going to share a small testimony, which I may have before, but I feel like it's befitting to be a part of this episode, by knowing how God have turned my pain into purpose, and knowing that no matter what that I've experienced or went through, that God was there with me and that He allowed my pain to be turned into purpose. So I began to seeing how my pain was turned into purpose, and my greatest pain was losing my daughter. And that is the most unimaginable pain that I have ever experienced. But by surrendering allowing God to heal me and lead me, and by following in obedience through His word that He gave to me during my time when I was with Him in my secret place, I prayed, I sought Jesus deeper, I made time up with having that faith and just expounding on my faith and trust in Him. I stood on the word of God because I knew that the enemy could not come against me with the word of God, even when he tried to plant seeds of doubt or untrue words, or that he wanted me to give up on God, because he mentioned, oh, look, he have you hurting in a place of that he took your child away from you. But no, I didn't see it that way, because God has power over life and death, but God. So even in turning my pain into purpose, He chose my pain, and I allowed myself to surrender because I knew there was purpose in my pain. God turned my pain into purpose in so many ways that, that through the pain, a lot of purpose was birthed. I gained exponential faith and trust in Him no matter what it looked like. My walk got closer and my relationship got closer with God. It ignited my purpose by allowing me to, realize that, God is there, that time waits for no one, and to get busy and living my purpose and not to be fearful of all those things that the enemy tried to interject on me, and by believing me, having me to believe that I didn't have time, or that time was winding down because of my age, or because I felt incapable at that time, or that I felt like I wasn't prepared. But I'll encourage you to continue to just be active, allow God to just allow you to move through those things. And through those pains, as I mentioned, it was many things that was birthed. It ignited my purpose, as I was mentioning. It birthed this podcast. It birthed me writing a grief journal, speaking to those that are dealing with grief or desire to heal. God continued to allow me to have those encounters. And I know that it's not the end, because God have mentioned so many things. And through my pain, it turned into a purpose, purpose of living, purpose for the kingdom of God, purpose for utilizing the gifts and talents that I always prayed for God for me to be able to do, to utilize my gifts and talents in order for me to be about His kingdom and be about His business. And He have allowed me to do so. So I hope that my story and my journey and my healing journey will encourage you to know that it's impossible, that even though you're hurting now, the pain will not last always. But in faith and allowing Jesus to heal you, it becomes easier, lighter, and more manageable. That doesn't mean that the pain is not there, but that means that you have faith and trust in Jesus to heal you in order for it to become that easier and lighter and more manageable. Because God said, place my yoke upon me. I will make your burdens lighter. And so we are to give our yokes to him in order for him to carry that weight, carry that burden, carry those sorrows, to remove those things from our hearts and minds, those pains, those brokenness, those traumas, that grief that you may be experiencing. And so when we do a self-reflection, it plays a critical role in our healing journey. And so I want to speak on that, because when we allow, you know, our stories to encourage others and encourage ourselves along our journey, because when you look back and see how far you have come, you realize that, you know what, I am capable of doing it. I can trust God. I can, you know, attend and go to therapy and allow myself to become whole and healed. So with that, we have to self-reflect and see how, you know, that these things and the importance of self-reflection during healing can help you find your purpose, that can help you on your journey. So when you're reflecting, one thing that I had to understand was understanding my emotions and my triggers. So with self-reflection, it allows you to identify and understand your emotions and your triggers and those underlying issues that contribute to your pain and the trauma. And so when I began to do this and praying and for God and the Holy Spirit to bring it forefront, you know, even through, you know, whether it was counseling or praying or allowing God to have me to deal with those and do the work, that deep heartfelt work that you do not want to address and those things that you don't want to bring to memory. But God told me specifically that I have to heal you in order for me to properly use you. And I have to heal you in order for the enemy not to bring those thoughts up in order to use them against you. So that's my portion of my story. And so by me having that self-reflection and identifying those emotions and triggers that was, or those underlying issues that contributed to the pain and the trauma that I was going through over the years, so I began to examine my thoughts and feelings, and I began to ask God to show me how I need to navigate, how I need to process those emotions and those feelings. Who do I need to talk to? Send individuals, send a word, give a word. And he did those things. And so that I can gain insight into why I reacted the way that I did. In order for me to heal, I had to address those root causes and those things that was taking place and those things that was difficult for me to talk about and those things that I did not want to talk about or those things that I did not want to deal with. But I had to understand those emotions and those triggers in order for me to identify and to deal with it. And then the second thing of the self-reflection was during my personal growth and transformation. You know, the self-reflection enabled my personal growth and transformation by fostering self-awareness. So when I reflected on my experiences, you know, I began to learn from them. I began to make necessary changes. I began to develop healthier coping mechanisms. And this process of self-discovery, it definitely empowered me to move with a greater understanding of myself and my healing needs. And so when you pay attention to your personal growth and your transformation, and you reflect on those things that you need to foster in order for you to understand your healing needs, it will put you in a position to know that, you know, what is best for you? How do I need to do it? Who do I need to reach out to? And for me, prayer was key, because God moved me along the way and healed me along the way with, you know, the people and the resources of the things that I needed, even though I thought it was going to be difficult. And so I encourage you to take time to take introspect and do those things for yourself. Because Psalms 139:23-24, it talks about self-examination. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. But see if there are any offensive way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting." And so this scripture, it emphasizes the self-examination, because it's saying, "Search me, O God, and know my heart," because from my heart flows what's in us. And then it says, "Test me and know my anxious thoughts," because, you know, our thoughts can become overwhelming at times, and we can battle with those things. But when it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart," because what flows from the heart is so. And so when we do that, we can take that introspect in knowing that we could be transformed if we allow God to transform and allow those key pieces and key components and key individuals that will help us on our journey of healing, and so that we can identify our healing needs. And so, you know, one other thing that was helpful was my journaling. And so if you don't have a journal, please purchase the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by myself, or you can get a notebook, or you can journal in your Bible, or whatever way that is best and beneficial for you. And, you know, you continue to see Him, and knowing that all things are possible through Him, and He can allow you to know what's best for you. And so I always say that, you know, or we know that God and therapy, or God and counseling, you know, can go hand in hand, because sometimes we can't navigate it alone, and we do need, you know, the therapy and the counseling. But when you're dealing with emotional pain and trauma, that can be very emotional and triggering. So to have someone there to help lead and guide you is very important. So if it's important for you to seek therapy when dealing with your trauma and emotional pain, because with professional guidance and support, therapists who are trained can provide a safe and supportive environment where you can explore your emotions. You can gain your insights into your experiences and develop those coping strategies. And they can offer that expertise in helping you navigate the complexities of trauma and that emotional pain by providing tools and guidance in order for you to facilitate your healing and recovery. And so, you know, I encourage you to, you know, find the resources and take those practical steps. And, you know, a few ways that I will encourage you is to just pray to connect with the right therapist or counselor for you. One online source, and this is not a paid advertisement, but BetterHelp, they have a list of therapists that will fit your needs. And that's virtually, that, you know, if you can't make it in personally, that you can, you know, reach out to BetterHelp for, you know, that virtual counseling, and ask your local professionals or friends or families for referrals. And so those are some resources that can help you find that professional help that you need through therapy or counseling. And so I feel like that is important for those that cannot navigate it alone, and that those individuals that do need extra help, because everybody's healing is different. Everybody's pain is different. Everybody's trauma is different. Everybody's healing is different. And, you know, it's an ongoing support and safe way that can help you heal until you feel like, you know, that you can apply those principles and those individual experiences from growth and from receiving that professional guidance and support for you. And so know this: seeking support is a courageous step towards your transformation. So no matter how you choose to heal yourself, how you choose to grow in your pain, to live and heal, just know that you are taking a courageous step towards your transformation. And so one of the other components that I had to incorporate and realize in, you know, when I was healing and when I needed to have the support in my transformation life experiences, I had to learn that forgiveness was key. Whether I was able to say it to the person or not, I had to say it out loud because there's power in forgiveness. So Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. And so, you know, when God first told me, you're going to have to forgive this person, you're going to have to forgive this situation, I was, you know, I really was against it. And I was like, you know, why do I have to be the one to forgive? And I didn't do the other person, you know, hurt me. And so, but he said, that's for you to heal and to release your pain in order for you to fully find your purpose. And that struck me. And, you know, I had to show compassion and ask for forgiveness. But did I have to face did I have to face the person? No. Did I have to, you know, continue to hang out or be around the individuals? No. But I chose to forgive it for myself in order to heal and to be able to move on. And so let's talk about two ways how forgiveness can lead to that personal healing and reconciliation with yourself within and with others, because forgiveness can lead to personal healing in these following ways for me. It was an emotional release and inner peace, because forgiving it, the person who caused pain or harm, it can be emotionally liberating. And for me, it was, because after I began to call that person name aloud and I asked for forgiveness and I forgave them, it allowed me to release feelings of that anger, resentment, and bitterness that was causing me to have an emotional distress. Because have you ever been in a situation how, if you know, you're in the family or friends of this person or individual or whatever the situation may be, but you're friends, and so when that name come up, you know, you cringe or you get tense or you get emotional, and you know, it has power over you. If I heard the person's name, I begin to feel all of this resentment and bitterness and anger and tension. And I didn't want to live life like that. So I had to let go of those negative emotions, and I had to experience that inner peace and that emotional relief by allowing me to forgive that person. And because by me doing that, it contributed to my personal healing. And I was able to heal in a way that those things was holding me in bondage, but I was able to release those emotional things and begin to have that inner peace. And so by letting go of those negative emotions, I began to have that inner peace and that emotional relief that I needed, regardless if I saw the person or the name came up. And then when I began to pray for me to see individuals as God see them, I began to pray and God allowed me to start seeing people for where they were or where they are. Let me correct that, where they are. But my forgiveness didn't mean reconciliation with them, but I was able to heal from it. I was able to forgive them. I was able to release those feelings of anger, resentment, or bitterness. I was able to, you know, let go so I didn't have that emotional distress. And so the second thing is rebuilding that trust in your relationship. So forgiveness can serve as a catalyst for some reconciliation with others. Not everybody. Only you will know what is best for you. So when individuals choose, or when I chose to forgive, it opened up a door for rebuilding trust and repairing some damaged relationships if it was warranted. And it led to honest conversations and understanding and a renewed sense of connection with that individual or that situation. While, you know, with some, reconciliation may not always be possible or advisable, but forgiveness is also the necessary step towards healing and those renewed relationships. Because for me, I can remember on several where, you know, it was a misunderstanding and, you know, I didn't have trust, or even maybe the person didn't have trust in me, but I'm speaking of, you know, my experiences. So I began to rebuild that trust in those relationships and repairing those damaged relationships and having honest conversations. But it was in God's timing, and I had to be honest, and I had to, you know, speak the words of what my heart was feeling. I had to have that sense of understanding. And of course, again, allowing God to allow me to see them as He saw them. And because I began to pray for God to allow me to have eyes and ears to see how he hear, and eyes and understanding of how He will, because we are made in His image. And so it's nothing that's too hard for Him for us not to be able to do. And so that doesn't mean that I'm on the same level as God, but I desire to have that forgiveness and give that grace and, you know, extend the same thing that is extended to me through God. So with that, I began to have those renewed relationships, but I began to, you know, what that boundary was, how I needed to rebuild that trust, how I needed to repair that damaged relationship, how I could have that honest conversation and understanding and have that new sense of connection of, you know, where we stand and where we are. So that trust was rebuilt and those relationships was renewed. And so with that transformative power and things that we go through and turning that pain into purpose, you know, here I want to talk about some ways that we can discover purpose in the midst of pain. Because, you know, I want to say, you know, how discovering purpose in pain became important and beneficial to me. So one, again, that self-reflection in our journal. So I took time to self-reflect through my journaling and through my quiet time. And I reflect on my experiences, my emotions, the lessons that I learned from the pain and challenges. I began to ask myself questions. Where do I play a role? What was my part? How can I, you know, become better or do better? How can I express myself? How can I convey it in a different tone? And what have I learned from my past struggles? Or what are the values and beliefs that matter most to me? Or what caused me to have this sense of fulfillment? And I began to self-reflect on, you know, how can these things become better for me to discover my purpose in order for me to move past of the point where I was being stagnant and not moving? Because, you know, I didn't want, you know, unforgiveness to cause me to become stagnant and remain where I was, because that means I didn't evolve or grow. So I began to ask God and seek Him on how to do these things. And again, journaling, it helped me in so many ways. I have so many journals throughout the year because that just was my way of expression and outlet. But journaling helped me clarify my thoughts and my feelings. It provided insights to, you know, different things and paths that I had that I wanted towards my purpose, but also it allowed me to write my feelings in a safe place in order for me to clarify some things in my feelings. And again, if you haven't, you can purchase Heal Out Loud Grief Journal on Amazon.com and get your copy today by Miyoshi Walker. So I had to input that there. So I began to journal and write those feelings and thoughts in on the different insights of, you know, what is, you know, the purpose and how can I discover it in the midst of this pain. And I've got so many clarity by, you know, writing those thoughts out and praying and asking God to allow me to discover what it is that I need to in this pain and turn it into purpose. And he have done just that. And then it allowed me to, while discovering that purpose, it helped me to identify my passions and my talents. So I began to explore my passions and talents by engaging in things that interest me. So what brought me joy, or what brought me enthusiasm, even in the midst of the pain? And it was writing or being around others and serving and, you know, doing these things that was a reflection of Christ, or to make me a better person, even if I was wronged pain or in a place of coming out of something, I was able to serve. I was able to give back. I was able to love. I identified those passions and those talents, or whether it was using whatever gifts and talents that God has given me. And then it allowed me to begin to seek out opportunities to use my gifts and talents in a positive way, whether it was volunteering, service, or creating projects or other avenues that helped me to become better, to use, you know, my talents and identifying some passions that I had. And so, you know, if you're not sure, you know, sometimes you can ask friends or family and they can help you identify your strengths and areas, you know, where you shine, because sometimes we just do things effortlessly and not realize, you know, that we're doing it, but other people are paying attention and can realize, hey, you know, that's something that you always love and you always, so it can, you know, strike, you know, something within you. So another thing before closing, I want to mention, you know, set small goals and take action. By start small, you can make them achievable. And then it can be related to your interests and your passion, because goals should align with your values and beliefs. So when you break down your larger aspiration into manageable steps, and then you could take action in smaller ways, you can begin to build momentum and have a sense of purpose. But instead of trying to do it in a large scale, in which I did that at the beginning, you know, when God gave me something or something was laid on my heart and mind, I thought I just had to run with it instead of making it small and achievable and more manageable. But when I began to apply SMART goals to my life over the years, and knowing that I could take those small manageable steps in order to achieve to my bigger goal, things begin to take place. Things begin to move. Things begin to shift. And so we can be open about adjusting our goals and direction as we continue to learn about ourselves and what brings meaning, because purpose evolve over time. You know, although, you know, individuals feel like and may do know their purpose immediately, but however, it evolves over time, because we're constantly growing, we're constantly evolving, we're constantly becoming who God has created us to be, and on a path of, you know, a trajectory of something different. So remember that discovering your purpose is often a journey that unfolds gradually. So be patient with yourself, allow yourself some grace, be open to the possibilities that, you know, things that can arise from your pain and your challenges. Your unique experiences and your resilience can contribute to a meaningful and purposeful life. So I encourage you to set goals and take those small steps to your meaningful endeavors, and those little manageable steps to your larger aspirations. And so remember that purpose often emerge gradually, and it can evolve over time. So I hope that these words were encouragement for those that are on the healing journey. I hope that your pain can lead into a purposeful and transformative life. And I want to end with this final scripture, Romans 15 and 13. It says, may the hope of God fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray that these talking points and scriptures for the transformative life experiences and turning that pain into purpose while on your healing journey was very beneficial. I hope that this podcast can help you find hope and inspiration on your healing journey and understand how your pain can be a catalyst and meaningful and have a purposeful life. So that's it for today's episode. If you have any questions or you'd like to share your own journey, please reach out to us at our email at adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com or any of our social media channels. Until next time, may you find peace, healing, and the unwavering trust in God's plan. Take care and many blessings to you. And don't forget, I want to hear from you and your thoughts. Please leave a review on Apple Review so we can get the word out to others. We're going to heal day by day, healing out loud. Many blessings to you. Have a good rest of the week.